about that middle ground.
Interesting.
But Center Street, part of Center Street is not a residential area, that's zone commercial, so there's.
Yeah, there's one in the commercial zone that I can think of, but you go farther south, kinda towards Athens Hill, there's one down there that when we annexed that property, we just grandfathered that in from the county. There might be another one down there too, I think there might be two of them.
Yeah.
So there's three on Center Street.
I agree with what you're trying to do here. I've done business with two different enterprises, whatever businesses in town. One was a seamstress and the other was a draftsman. And obviously both of those I had to visit. So I think there should be some sort of middle ground saying we'll get rid of the cottage industry, you know, keep the home occupation, but allow at least, you know, a client. What you don't want is you don't want them stacked up. You don't want two clients at a time. You know, if there's one at a time, then it isn't a problem. And I think we should allow that.
Yeah.
It's like this middle ground between not having to police something, but also not having the citizens feel like they have to turn into a black market, you know, the underground, to do a business, especially when it's a simple business. I just think that anytime you're, I just think anytime we're giving them a reason to, hey, you know, you're gonna wanna stay below the law here and the codes and the zoning here, just keep things quiet. That just feels.
So there's always the option to meet somebody somewhere. You know, when we had somebody open up, oh, Chris Crittenden did in the town hall, kind of a workspace for people to meet. So there's options, meet a restaurant or something to be able to meet the code.
Yeah.
But if the planning commission would like to make a change to the home occupation, we could notice that up. We'd have to notice it because we haven't noticed that section of the code for this. And then we could look at making some changes to that one. And maybe allowing clientele to come to the house on a limited basis. But again, it's very difficult to police that type of thing. That's the hard part of that code. Again, it's not the only thing to consider.
I think my opinion on this is that I think that this is outdated. Clearly, it's proven by no one's even applied for it, ever talked about it for 10 years.
We've had one application passed in.
Well, okay, so one. But I mean, talking about, you know, whole thing, you know, and as people with COVID maybe start, you know, not COVID, but a shift demographically to more and more people trying to use technology, try to work from their home, try to, you know, stay in Midway, not have to do a business. I mean, I just personally want to take a hard line on this and say, I say eliminate this. People shouldn't be doing businesses out of your house unless you're zoned for it. I mean, I would be completely beside myself if my neighbors had all kinds of people showing up and running a hair salon, and I'm calling the city and saying, like, dude, there's like five cars out here, you know, at the neighbor's place. And, you know, oh, well, it's just one at a time. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe a couple days a week. And then they're stacked up and their kids are there because of timing. I mean, I didn't buy where I did and spend the money on my house to have people running a business, a seamstress, a barber shop. It's like, these are houses, not, in my opinion, you go to a business to do business, and these are places where people live. I just personally have a hard line on this. I think we should eliminate this entirely, and we shouldn't, frankly, unless you're, you know, doing like it says, like a work at home, you're doing technology or something that has no effect on your neighbors, which, you know, I'm doing financial transactions, or I'm, you know, on my laptop consulting with construction, you know, is totally different than, you know, five cars lined up and people coming in and out, running in and out, grabbing plans or something like that. So I'm in favor of, that's just, I wanted to voice that on this. I don't believe in a middle ground because the city won't enforce it.
It makes it hard to enforce.
We don't even have a sheriff's department to enforce it. So
we'll be very honest about it and follow the rules, but then there's some who are always pushing the limits. So it's really tough to balance that.
Is that a motion?
So any other thoughts or comments? We do have to have a public hearing again. So we'll open this up to a public hearing. Anybody on Zoom that's raising their hand?
No, nobody raising their hand.
Okay, since there's no public comments, we'll close the public hearing.
One other question. So if we've grandfathered home occupations, does it basically die with the owner?
That's a good question. So grandfathered a cottage industry has been approved as a conditional use.
He said home occupation.
Yeah, so home occupations would change. Just cottage industries would change with this.
Right, but what I'm asking is if there are home occupations, is that go with the property or does that go with the person?
Well, that's allowed.
Yeah, home occupation wouldn't change, but it also would not move from one owner to the next. The next
okay.
person would have to apply. Now, a cottage industry that's been granted a conditional use permit, that does run with the land. And so somebody could buy that business and that could continue with a new owner. So we've been through this one before with an issue with a bed and breakfast where the owner wanted to sell and the new person wanted to be able to run the same bed and breakfast, but it had been zoned out. We changed our code regarding bed and breakfast, and state code regarding conditional uses are clear that they do run with the land, so that was one that use could continue. So all home occupations could continue forever, independent of who owns it. If they ever stop for a year, then they lose their vesting, but if they continue to do it even one day out of the year, whatever that business is, they could keep their vesting for indefinitely if they wanted to.
Okay. So, are we ready for a motion? Any other questions? Okay, somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the and approve
recommend
for approval the proposal of a code text amendment of section 16.02 definitions in section 16:13-2.80 of cottage industries and other sections referring to the cottage industries. The proposed code will modify the language.
Well, actually,
or
are we going to modify the language, or are we going to remove the provision?
Remove this language in the cottage industry from the current code.
Okay.
So accept the possible findings.
Okay.
As stated.
So the motion is to recommend removing the provision for cottage industries, as
correct.
As staff kind of recommended. Yes. Any second? We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
So does that mean the home occupation stays?
Yes. That this only removes the cottage industry.
Home occupation stays exactly the way it is, and
okay.
That one change. If you did want us to come back with a change, you could direct us, but right now, so just leave it the way it is.
Any other discussion? Craig, you want to start the voting?
Aye.
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 Okay. That motion passes. And we're on to item 5. Midway City is proposing a code text amendment of section 16.13.130, location of barns. The proposed code will clarify the language regarding barns and setbacks.
All right, thank you. Yeah, this is another one that's been on my mind for a little while because it's got some very vague language. And so it's been interpreted a certain way in the city for decades. And this code actually goes back, I should have checked, but I would guess back to 1970s at least in our code. It goes back almost to the beginning. So this would clarify language regarding barns and other animal-related facilities regarding setbacks. Historically, the 100-foot setback is applied to corrals, coops, pens, and barns housing animals, as opposed to hay storage and other non-animal use structures. Because the code does not define barn for purposes of this provision, it arguably could be applied to any structure that looks like a barn, even if it's not used to house animals. So
you can use it for your cottage industry.
Barns are hard to define. Everybody has kind of a different idea. Is a metal structure with
barn dominium?
Yeah, flat roof, is that a barn?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do they put hay in it, or they put corrals in it? Is that a barn then? You know, it's see, there are structures that some would define as a barn and others would define as a shed or other accessory structure. The purpose of this proposal is to clarify the interpretation that has been used in Midway for decades. So we're trying to clarify this barn issue and some other ones in the code. So this is our current language. No barn, corral, or coop shall be constructed closer than 100 feet from any existing dwelling on an adjacent lot or parcel or public street, nor shall any corral, pen, or coop be constructed or maintained closer than 30 feet from any open waterway that drains into a natural stream. Surface drainage from corrals or coops shall not be permitted to drain into a waterway that drains into a natural stream. So, kind of dissecting this, we've got no barn, corral, or coop shall be constructed closer than 100 feet from any existing dwelling. Kind of what these structures or facilities have in common is animals. And you kind of read through the code and you really don't want animals close to waterways. There's some reasons for that. And so the interpretation has always been barns that house animals can't be within 100 feet from an existing structure, but not barns that house a tractor or barns that house hay.
Or barns that house people.
Or barns that house people, yes. That's, and so and you'll notice that this is only from any existing dwelling on an adjacent lot. So you can have your own barn right next to your house if you want to. But you can't build a barn that houses animals next within 100 feet of the house of the property next door. Or
so,
the dwelling next door, I should say.
Well, I guess we'll look at the proposed language before I ask a question.
Yeah, so that's one part of it is the interpretation has been these things are all animal related. If we did say it was a barn that didn't have animals in it, just any barn, then we run into the problem of what is a barn?
Yeah.
Somebody's shed that doesn't look anything like a barn because they put some hay in it. That's one of those things. And then people will build a structure, like somebody does build a barn and they decide I'm not going to put hay in it any longer. I'm going to put my classic car collection in there now. It has nothing to do with agriculture. That's still a barn. And likewise, somebody could build a shed that doesn't look like a barn at all and all of a sudden put hay in there. And so it's an issue on the definition of a barn. So the thing that seems common in here is animals are related to these other things, so it should be a barn that houses animals. So this is the clarification language that we've come up with. No barn used to house animals. Corral, and again, we include pen here too, because pen is used farther down in the code, or coop shall be constructed closer than 100 feet from any existing dwelling on an adjacent lot or parcel or public street, nor shall any barn used to house animals, corral, pen, or coop be constructed or maintained closer than 30 feet from any open waterway that drains into a natural stream. Surface drainage from corrals, pens, or coops shall not be permitted to drain into a waterway that drains into a natural stream. So just covering all of the different animal-related facilities, I would say. They're not all structures per our code, but facilities. And this would make this code a lot easier to define. And so nowadays, if anybody builds a shed with our current code, the neighbor could argue that's a barn. And then we'd have an issue on what was the setback then. We do have set setbacks for accessory buildings, so a barn that does have hay or a tractor would just need to meet the normal setbacks for the zone, not the extended 100-foot setback. And that's the way it's always been interpreted. There's been many building permits issued where a structure that houses hay or a tractor is within 100 feet of another house. But we don't have as many agricultural buildings being built now as we used to, so that's slowly kind of going away with time. So I kind of anticipate less of an issue over time regarding construction of any agricultural buildings, but just the ambiguity of what is a barn makes this a real problem. So some discussion items to think about. Language has been added to restrict application to barns used for purposes of housing animals as opposed to storage of hay and other non-animal use. This is consistent with the historic application of this provision, as issues related to animals such as noise, excrement, odor, etc., prompt setback requirements. Use of barns or barn-like structures for